This chazor zeichen neshabach chazor shagun rami yehudim sechad zegit and daf pei zayin. Zok the mission of two men sent identical gittin to their wives, meaning the men and the women had identical names, with a shliach, and the shliach mixed up the gittin, so he doesn't know which get was written for which woman, and he has to give both gittin to each of the women. Therefore, if one of the gittin were lost, the second get is bottled, because we don't know whose it is. If five people wrote a klal, a common text in the get, for example, they said, I so and so am divorcing my wife so and so, and I so and so am divorcing my wife so and so, and the witnesses signed on the get is valid for all five couples, and the get must be given to each of the women. If a separate typhus was written for each of the couples, and the witnesses signed below, only the last get with which the signatures are read is valid. Zok the Gemara of Yirmiyah said, our mission does not follow Rabbi Elazar, since he said that Eidim Mesira are the essential witnesses, Eidim Mesira Karati, the get in the first case would be possible, because the witnesses don't know which get is divorcing which woman. Abaye said the Mishnah can follow Rabbi Elazar as well, because although he requires that the get be written Lishma, he doesn't require that the get be given over Lishma, and therefore the get will be kosher. The Mishnah said, Chamisha Shekosfu Klal V'chula. What's meant by Klal and what's meant by Typhus? Rabbi Yechanan said, if there's one date for all five sections, that's Klal. If there's a separate date for each section, that's Typhus. Rish Lakish said, even if there's only one date, it's called a Typhus. The case of Klal is if all the names are written in one joint clause, like I, Pliny, and I, Pliny, hereby divorce our wives, Plinus and Plinus. Rabbi Abba asked, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that there's one date, but the names are written in different clauses. Why are we not concerned that the witnesses are only signed to the last clause on the get, and is therefore only valid for the last couple? A Braisa says, if there's a get where after the text of the get, the husband wrote to send regards to someone, and the witnesses are signed under that, we're concerned that they're signing only regards to the only with, for the regards and not for the get. If so, we should certainly be concerned that in our case they're only signing for the last clause. And for tomorrow, we learned that Rabbi Avo said in the name of Yechanan, then the brisa they get is only possible if there's a no conjunctive and at the beginning of the section giving the regards. If there is, it will be valid. We can therefore say the Mishnah as well is also talking about a case where each clause is connected with the conjunctive and, making the entire document therefore kosher. Who says that if there's a separately written date for each clause is considered a typhus and the get would be possible, why don't we simply say it's possible because this is a case of a get that's not written and signed all on the same day, which we learned is possible. So Mark Shisha, the son of Rav Chisa, said to Rav Ashi, we have learned in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that although a separate date was written for each clause, the same date was written, so it was all written in the same day. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, according to Rish Lakish, that the case of the klal is that all the names are in one big clause. That seems to be the case of two women being divorced with one get, and we learn the pasuk says because of a law that such a get would be possible. That's be only for her. Mar says after the joint clause, there's then a separate clause for each couple. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, why is this different than the case of a brisa where a master gives all his possessions to his two slaves? With halacha is that they are kind of but has to free each other. Each one has to free the other one. If a single document can suffice to free two slaves, it should also work to divorce two women. The Mara says, we explained the Braisa and that the Braisa is discussing whether there are actually two documents. Over here it's one document, that's the difference. There's a Braisa that says like Rabbi Yechanan and a Braisa that says like Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish, if there is a combined clause containing all the names, and then there is a separate clause for each couple, if each clause then has its own date, it would still be considered a typhus and not a klal. Zok the Mishnah, there are two gets written on one piece of parchment, with each get being in its own column, and there are two Hebrew signing witnesses that sign under the get on the right and extend to the get on the left. When signing in Hebrew, the witnesses write their names first and then their father's name. And then there are two Greek witnesses that sign under the get on the left side and extend to under the get on the right. So when signing the Greek way, the witnesses first write their father's name and then their own name. So the get with which the first set of witnesses is read is valid, meaning if the upper witnesses were the ones who wrote in Hebrew, the right get is valid. And if the upper ones were the Greek method, then the left get is valid. If there was a witness who signed in Hebrew and then one witness who signed in Greek and then another Hebrew and then another Greek, and the signatures extend from one get out to the other, both getting would be possible. In fact, when a witness signs, he signs in the format of Reuven ben Yaakov Eid. If so, in the first case in the Mishnah, why don't we say that the get on the right is valid based when it says Reuven, their actual name is being written under the get, and the get on the left should be valid because it says ben Yaakov Eid, stating the son of the father's name, Eid, because the Mishnah says that signing the ben Yaakov Eid is actually a valid signature. And Martha says the case is that the words Reuven ben are under the right column and Yaakov Eid are under the left column, which makes the get left column possible. Why don't we say that Yaakov Eid by itself is referring to a signature by Yaakov, and if so, the get and the left should be kosher as well. Mar says he didn't write the word aid, which is essential to validate the signature. None of Teres Gemara, we recognize the signature and we know this doesn't belong to Yaakov, rather to son Reuven. Therefore, the left get can't be valid when it says Yaakov. Maybe Fekmar Reuven is signing using his father's name. Mar says a person doesn't use his father's name without writing his own name as well. Fekmar, maybe he's using his father's name as a symbol for his own signature, as we find that many Tanam and Amaroyim would write symbols in place of the signature. Mar says a person wouldn't have the chutzpah to use his father's name as a symbol for his own signature. Fekmar, why don't we say that the upper two signatures signatures make the get on the right valid and the lower two signatures make the get on the left valid. The fact that the upper two signatures are making a space between the get on the left and its signature is not an issue because the lines are not left blank and therefore the space is not an issue. So the Ziri actually says that both getting are actually valid for this reason. The Tanna of our Mishnah must hold that we have to be concerned that the Greek witnesses signed in the Hebrew style by placing their names before the names of the father. And that way, all the signatures are actually there to validate to get on the right, not to get on the left. Mishnah said, Eid Echad, Ivri, Eid Echad, Yevani. Why don't we say that the right get is validated by one Hebrew and one Greek witnesses, and the get on the left is by the other two? So the Iri actually says both get are valid for this reason. The Tanna of our Mishnah must hold that we have to be concerned that the Greek witnesses signed in the Hebrew style by placing their names before the names of their father. And that way, maybe three out of the four signatures are actually there to validate to get on the right. That's the problem. Zok the Mishnah. If a text of a get completed one column and continued into the second column, the witnesses sign underneath the meaning of the second column, the get is valid. If witnesses sign on top of the page on either side or on the back, other than for get mekusher, the get is possible. If two gets are written in a way that the top of each begins the middle of the parchment and they are written each toward the other side of the parchment and the witnesses sign in between the two getten, they're both possible. If they're written so that the ends of the two getten face each other and the witnesses sign in between, the get that has the witnesses sign properly beneath it is valid. The other one is possible. If the getten are written one on top of the other on the page and the witnesses sign in between, the upper get will be valid. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, if a get is written in Hebrew and has witnesses signed in Greek or vice versa, or even if one witness signed in Hebrew and another sign in Greek, a get that was written by a cipher and signed by a single witness, the get is valid. Zakh Mishnah Vaita, if the witness signs Ruvain Aid, it's valid. If he signs Ben Yaakov Aid, it's valid. If he writes Ruvain Ben Yaakov without writing the word Aid, it's valid. In fact, this is how the pure-minded people of Yerushalayim would sign so as not to write more than was necessary. Mishnah ends off, if a get is written and uses the last names of the husband and the wife instead of their father's names or some other type of nickname, the get is valid. Fjekma, how do we allow the get to be written in two columns? Why are we not concerned that they were originally two different getten and he cut off the date of the second column and the witnesses of the first column and made a get using a combination of the remaining aspects of the two? Rav Abba, the name of Rav, said the case where there's a blank space underneath the right column, so we know it wasn't cut off. Maybe he cut off a lot on the top of the get on the left so that it fit with the unfinished get on the right, and this new get is therefore using the date of the unfinished get. Mar said, we'll similarly answer that there's a space above the get on the left, so we know there was nothing written there. Why are we not concerned that the husband initially wrote the first column to use to divorce his wife, and he then decided not to divorce her, which then makes the get possible, and then he changed his mind again and completed the get by writing on the left column? The Mara says the words Hareat are written at the end of the right column, and Muteres from Hareat Muteres Choladim. Hareat written on the right column, Muteres is written on the beginning of the left column, which suggests that both columns are written at the same time. Maybe stop mid sentence. Mara says we're not concerned to that extent. Rav Ashi said the case is that we recognize that the parchment was never cut, so there is no such concern.